We've got beer.
We do have beer and a podcast.
Oh, I'm just more excited about the beer right now. I'm very thirsty. You're listening to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In, episode 143. I'm JD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby.
And we are drinking an Oktoberfest by Left Hand Brewing Company.
I love Left Hand Milk Stout, so I'm excited about how this one's going to come out.
Here's the deal.
All right.
I don't know if I've liked any Left Hand stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm always good for an Oktoberfest. This is a Marzen Lager.
Okay. I don't know what that means exactly.
Either, but it's got some cool graphic design on here of a wolf or something.
Oh, that's tasty.
Is it good?
Yeah, I took a nice gulp of it. That has a really good flavor.
Smooth, very smooth.
It's smooth. It's different from a normal Oktoberfest, I think. It doesn't remind me of any other Oktoberfest. It's very drinkable. I don't know if that's really a good verb because I think all beer is probably drinkable.
I guess what
I mean by that is this is something I could drink a lot of in a short amount of time.
Wow. All right. That's one way to put it. And, you know, after 143 episodes, I had to start it off differently. I think we've had the same start. So I was like, I like beer. I want beer. Let's talk about beer. But we've got some great stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
The NFL, there's a big thing going on this week in the NFL, outside of the States, and I have a connection to it.
That's right, jolly old England.
Jolly old England, so we're going to dive into that.
Yep.
But also, we're 3 weeks in, and there's a lot that it's revealed itself and a lot that needs to be fixed in the NFL.
Yeah, I think after 3 weeks, you have a good idea where your team is at.
Yeah.
Or where they're going.
Yes. Yes. I've got music that I think everybody's going to love.
So excellent.
I'm very excited about that.
I'm happy for you.
And my last call, one stop away, I have a feeling we have the same one.
It's only happened once so far. We'll wait. We'll see how this goes. I'm sure we're going to be fine.
Wow. I'm jinxing us right there.
I'm not going to jinx us. I'm just saying it's happened once in 143 episodes.
It has.
What are the odds?
It has.
One in 143, right? So those aren't really good odds.
Those are good. So we need another 100. We need another 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Before we're going to run into that problem again.
All right.
So rest easy.
I will rest easy. And when we come back, we're bringing the thunder.
Like 10 years and two more. And I held the girl closer than was safe. Take what you want from me. I'm not afraid of...
Bring the thunder, Bobby.
Sounds like it,
When I said that, Bobby was just like,
I'm like, uh-oh. What did you just get us into?
It's going to be a fun weekend. Vikings playing the Steelers. In my household, always a big deal.
Oh, yeah. You guys have bets riding on this. Oh. You guys have been to a number of Steelers-Vikes games.
Yeah. You know, they play once every 4 years because of how the divisions line up. So we've been to Minneapolis. We've been to Pittsburgh. It's fun. So we were getting ready for this year. So we're like, all right, back to Minneapolis or to travel to Minneapolis.
Sure.
And the schedule came out and it said London. And I was just like, crap.
Not going to make it this year.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I was looking forward to getting to Minneapolis.
Sure.
So I told my wife, I'm like, yeah, schedule came out. Oh, yeah, when's the game? Yeah, they're playing in London. Well, we're going, aren't we? Yes.
The tentative yes.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go see some football overseas. Should be exciting to get to see some football in Wembley.
Can I give you a word of advice?
I need lots of advice.
Okay. First things first.
Yes.
Don't do your British accent when you're over there.
I do a wonderful British accent. I like some tea and crumpet, please.
That was like a southern man trying to... I don't even know what that was.
I want some fish and chips. I do, rightfully so.
I don't even know that they say rightfully so.
Hi-ho Cheerio.
No, they definitely don't say hi-ho Cheerio. Yeah, so first things first, get that out of the way. When you're in the United States, maybe on the plane you can do that.
So I can do my accent. Oh, ho, ho. And go. I'm from America. We have dentistry.
Do that one. Don't eat breakfast when you're there. I mean, they have beans and blood sausage for breakfast, and it's not the good kind of beans.
Beans? I'm good with beans.
Not the good kind of beans.
I enjoy breakfast sausage.
Blood sausage, very different, brother.
What?
It's made from blood.
Why would you make sausage from blood?
Exactly.
That makes
no
sense to me.
Don't eat...
I'll just stick with the eggs and bacon, I'm sure they have English
they
muffins.
They have eggs, and yeah, they call them muffins there.
What?
Maybe not. Maybe that's not true. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have a muffin with yep. scrambled eggs.
There you go.
Bacon.
Yep.
That I'm good to go then.
There you go. You can do that.
Okay.
When you're at Wembley,
yes,
it's okay to call it a pitch. You're going to hear a lot of people saying it's a nice pitch or something like that. That's a good thing. That's saying the field is nice.
So that means I can punch people in the face, right?
That well, you are in England, That's and there are going to be hooligans. There's, so yeah. are you going to be a football hooligan?
I'm going to be an American football hooligan. I'm not going to wear a freaking scarf.
Oh, I was just about to ask you that. Are you going to get a Viking scarf?
You know, if they sold them, I probably
would. Ah, there you go. I knew
like,
you would.
But, you know,
yeah.
win in Rome or well, in, London.
Yeah.
but it's something that would be fun to do just to kind of take it all in.
Yeah.
You know, nosebleed seats, but it doesn't really matter. You
no.
know, because I'm going overseas to watch, you know,
how often,
truly beautiful game.
How often, how and honestly, how yeah. often do you get to do something like this where you're actually seeing a regular season NFL oh. game overseas and in Wembley, which is yeah. a fantastic venue
Never.
To see any sporting event? It's got to be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, these things happen very rarely, so I'm jazzed to go there. There's been some hiccups.
Okay.
So back in March, we've kind of kept this under wraps in the podcast, waiting for this moment to talk about it. But back in March, I bought the tickets and had well, at first I was like, "Hey, when's the NFL schedule come out?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh, yeah, it's coming out soon." Blah blah blah. And then they're like, "That was before March, obviously, before the, you know when the schedule came out." Then they're like, "Oh, schedule's out," and I go, "Sweet, okay, schedule's out. Now I can officially buy tickets because I went." Before,
yeah,
and it said, you know, you can't buy any single game tickets, until the schedule's officially out. Makes sense. So then I went on site, sold out.
Already?
Already. And so I called them like, oh no, we released those tickets earlier. I'm like, I called you guys like a month ago, and you said, no, oh, I don't know who you talked to. So, yeah. No,
Clyde got fired out. A while ago. It's probably Clyde.
Oh my gosh. Clyde's going to have some words for me. But so what I ended up doing is having to go to the secondary market, and there's a lot of secondary markets. It's a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
as foreign as England can be.
Yeah.
And finally, there's some deals, but I'm like, I'm going StubHub.
Sure.
You know, they stand yeah. by their tickets.
Easy way to go.
So I did go StubHub, paid way more than I wanted to, but got the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They said they'll be shipped, you know, 3 weeks prior to the game. We'll have them in hand. So 3 weeks prior to the game, no tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're supposed to be there on a Wednesday. I wait till the following Monday, and I call StubHub. And they're like, I don't know what to tell you. Let me try to call the seller, and you know, I'll get back to you. Thursday of that week.
Eek.
Finally, get an email saying they could not locate the seller.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, are you kidding
Oh,
me?
Man.
You know, it's a lot of coin. And that's the whole sure. reason we're going. I mean, we're spending many, you know, a few days, not a lot.
Yeah.
There to experience it. But to see that or to hear that.
That's disheartening. That's got to just take the wind right out of your sails.
So I'm like, so I call him like, yeah, well, we've got comparable tickets that we're giving you.
Okay.
Gave me a new confirmation number. And so I looked them up. They're actually like five rows closer.
All right.
So I'll take it.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's get them to you.
Well, and that's the thing. They're like, well, we'll send you, you know, the confirmation, the instructions on where to pick them up on game day. It's a 5-minute walk from the stadium. So that's not that bad.
Okay.
But they're also like, keep in mind, there's a lot of people picking up tickets from StubHub.
Okay.
So give yourself plenty of time.
Absolutely.
We still haven't got that email with the confirmation, and we still don't know where we're going to be picking these up
at. Oh, brother.
Yeah. At least I've got the new number that
yeah.
the tickets are associated with, so I can call and say, hey, this... But
sure.
still. Oh, I can't call England from my phone.
Why is that?
Verizon, I don't have that plan.
So really?
I'm like, how am I going to call...
Yeah.
StubHub UK. I borrow a friend of mine's phone at work. He's from India.
Okay. So and he has the international dialing.
So tomorrow, I'm all hooked up. I'm like, tomorrow, Dinegar, I need to use your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. That's actually a pretty spot-on impression.
It sounded okay.
Yeah.
Still not okay for you to do that over there.
Not okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
And he probably is not going to like that when he listens to this.
But we're going.
Okay.
I'm excited to do a lot of things. Now, we need to talk some etiquette things that I need to focus on when I'm there for the game.
Sure.
But also to be in England. Never been to England other than layover in Heathrow. And I've been to, Scandinavia and a few other countries, but never to England.
Okay.
Is it true that you don't tip your bartender?
When I was overseas and I spent the majority of my time in Ireland and some time in England, I always tipped anyways. Always, just because you're going to get the better service anyways. But it's not always mandatory. It depends on where you are. You can also just follow suit of what you see other people doing in there. But I always did, even though you might look like a tourist or look like an American, I think it's just a nice thing to do.
Okay.
The beers aren't going to always be served warm. That's a big thing that people think about over in England, drinking warm beer. Yeah, you can get a warm beer if you want, but they also have plenty of cold beer, and it's not usually the norm just to drink warm beer.
I'm told also to order something other than beer, because these bartenders are extremely skilled.
Yeah?
And it's a show, when they make their things. So
there you go. Get some cocktails. Get some whiskey cocktails in you.
Oh, I love me some whiskey.
There you go.
So I plan on doing that. What about walking around? Like Chicago? It's a couple miles away.
Yeah.
You just walk there.
In London, you can walk everywhere, and they've got a great subway system, just like Chicago. It's the Underground.
Okay.
London Underground. You're going to hear Mind the Gap often.
What's that mean?
Mind the Gap. That's the gap when you're crossing into the off the train. A little gap between the platform. But then they've turned it into a whole like t-shirt and everything, and you'll see that everywhere. It's okay. Like the tourist thing. Don't buy a Mind the Gap t-shirt, but just know that all tourists have something that says Mind the Gap. Don't fall into that trap.
I'm not going to fall
into it. It's not that catchy of a phrase.
It's not.
But you can take the London Underground. You can take the Underground to go all over the place, and there is a lot of stuff you can walk around to see. Definitely go see Big Ben. I know it's a huge clock, but there's a lot of cool stuff around there.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the Guard, pretty amazing. It's tradition, but it's really, really cool. Tower of London.
That's number one on my list.
It's a great place to go to because it's kind of freaky. There are some torture stuff that's there. It's an old prison, and it's really, really cool.
I'm a Viking fan. Can there be any more torture?
There you go. Oh, I was going to say, you and your wife, very excited because yes. You're the Vikings fan. She's a Steelers fan. This is like the game of the year.
It is.
And
both teams suck.
It's really exciting for both of you. The rest of the NFL is probably upset right now.
Right.
Because when they planned this, they were like, all right, we have the Vikings who are 10-6,
yep.
Playoff team, Steelers 8-8, always in the hunt, always putting up, Big Ben. They've got their own Big Ben.
They do. You don't think we're going to be seeing commercials all over the place all the time.
But, man, 0-3.
Yeah.
Both of the teams. One thing, though. Both teams don't want to lose this game. Because whoever loses this game, it's pretty much it for the year.
If you
are 0-4, the chances of you for making the playoffs in both of their respective divisions, basically gone. Right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be fighting like crazy to try to win this game. So it will. I think it's going to be a good game. And I think you guys are going to have a good time.
It should be fun. I'm the matchup aside, and I think the teams actually match up fairly well, which isn't saying a lot. Both teams are having struggles in different areas, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But a friend of mine has a vacuum cleaner, and it stopped working. All right?
Okay.
And
interested to see where this is going.
All his might to get that thing to work, and he couldn't. It wouldn't work. Finally, put a Christian Ponder jersey on it, and now it sucks.
Nicely done.
Yeah. As far as the game, will there be tailgating? Do they tailgate for soccer over there?
I don't think so. I mean, there are a lot of the tailgating that's done is in bars. A lot of the pregame stuff is done in bars.
A lot of bars around Wembley to go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to be able to do that. There's not like outdoor tailgating, like pulling in the cars and stuff. I don't believe there's a lot of that. It is mostly in the bars, and then they all walk over, usually chanting and such like that. But this isn't a soccer game. This is a football game. So
yes.
Things might be a little different. I'd anticipate that most of the pregame activities are going to be in the bar. Now, here, it's noon. There, is it a night game?
It's 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay. Did you guys figure out what you're doing for the game? Like, what are you guys going to do the day of the game?
Well, I'm going to go to that StubHub line right away and get my tickets.
Yeah.
I am leery of not having them in time.
Sure.
And then, yeah, we're going to pubs. We're going to hang out at the stadium.
Yeah.
Just kind of take it all in. We're going to have it be as relaxing as possible. Of course, it's going to be about 60 degrees and rainy.
Is that what it's the forecast is right now?
Yeah. But we're going to take it all in. It's that's the day we're there for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So should be a lot of fun. I'm looking to see what kind of beer they serve at the stadium.
Mm.
I'm hoping it's not like a Miller Lite or a Bud Light. I hope it's like
no.
You know, something funky.
I bet you Heineken's going to be there.
But I heard Heineken's better over there than it is here. So.
Most beers, European beers, and are much better when you're over there, just because they're fresher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you maybe you'll have like Stella. Maybe Stella's going to be a game day beer.
It's a Budweiser product, but
it is. But it's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. So, yeah.
I bet you there's going to have a lot of ciders. I bet you that's what's going to.
Oh, my
wife have the option
be
of ciders.
With that. She likes the ciders.
Yeah.
She likes the ciders. Yeah, overall, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're gonna bring back lots of pictures for us for the website, I'm sure.
Tons of pictures, yeah, for the website, for the social networks. And I guarantee I'm going to have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
So should be fun, and it'll be nice to, have a little vacation, too.
Exactly. So. Well, give us some music as we move on to our next topic of conversation.
Group Love has a new album out.
All right.
Are you familiar with Group Love?
It sounds like some sort of social gathering.
Oh, wow. In Utah, they've got this thing. No, the group is called Group Love, and this is a song off their new album, and it's called Shark Attack. So, what do you think? I played you the whole thing prior,
yeah.
Because it's actually a pretty complex song.
There's a lot of different instrumentation throughout that entire song. It's good. It reminds me of, who was that band? I think it was that we had on 21 Pilots, that we played them a couple months ago.
Yep.
It kind of reminds me of them. But it's good. I like it. A lot of energy in it and a lot of different rhythm. Is the rest of the album good?
Yeah, the whole thing is good. And this is, I think that might be their third or fourth release.
Okay.
But yeah, good group.
Out of Utah and social movement.
Exactly. Check out Group Love. So we move on to another beer, Bobby?
We have. We're tasting our way around the pumpkin ales. We've had already a few different pumpkin ales. This is a different one. It's called Post Road Pumpkin Ale. It's an ale brewed with pumpkin and spices, as most pumpkin brews are. I believe this is from Brooklyn.
Yes, the brewery. Utica, New York Brewing Company. Looks delightful, though.
It's got a good smell to
it. Yep, it does. It does.
JD's going to give us the first taste. It's 5% alcohol by volume. What do you think?
I think you're going to like it.
Yeah?
I think you're going to
like it. You gave me a look. I was a little worried.
I think you're going to like it. I hate to say it because one of Bobby's favorite beers is that Wild Onion Pumpkin Ale.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
This is up there.
Good spice taste.
Yep.
Not strong pumpkin, which we don't want a strong pumpkin taste beer.
But it needs a pumpkin flavor.
It gives you a nice hint of pumpkin.
But yeah, it's
and
good.
Good spices. Yeah, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I'm pleased. It was a good selection. Good selection,
all right,
Bobby.
So
there's a lot going on in the NFL right now, aside from the fact I'm gracing it with my presence this week. But who would have thought the Dolphins would start this hot? The Chiefs would start this hot. I think everybody predicted Denver would start hot.
Yeah.
And how hot they've started, I think, surprises some people. Seattle starting hot, not a shock either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shock, Green Bay with two losses. Shock, Chicago Bears undefeated. Keep in mind, the Chicago Bears, the last two teams they played are 0-3 each.
Yeah.
Total, their opponents are 2-7. Don't get too excited yet.
Okay. I'm just
throwing out, I'm hearing a lot of excitement, and I love people excited about their team, which is awesome, but this one, they got to play somebody, and they haven't done that yet.
They played Cincinnati.
And
Cincinnati
honestly,
beat Green Bay.
Honestly, the Bears had a shot to lose each one of
their three absolutely.
Wins. I mean, they should have lost two of them. But I'm not going to rip on them. Hey, you win, you win. I don't care how ugly or whatever you went. Now they play Detroit this week, and I think that's going to be a test with Reggie Bush back.
Okay. Well, I want to talk more about the Bears, but in a little bit, when I talk about ways to improve teams.
Okay.
The surprises for me right now, JD, Jets are 2-1, Giants are 0-3. Who would have thought that the Kings of New York would be the Jets right now?
Yeah.
The Skins and Giants are both 0-3.
The Skins, that doesn't surprise me just because it's going to take a while for our G3 to get his legs back.
Yeah. And he's different. Obviously, every player is different from Adrian Peterson. Also, keep in mind, last year was RG3's first year in the NFL. To have that injury to him, when it happened to Adrian Peterson, he was a veteran.
Yeah.
He knew what to expect.
The second-year players are constantly in there studying film, working on their technique.
Yeah.
He was in rehab.
Yeah.
So that's very difficult. I'm surprised with San Francisco. I thought they would be just dominant.
You know what's crazy? Their scoring, which you would think with Colin Kaepernick and that the way they finished off last year, they would be a high-powered, high-scoring offense.
Yes.
Only two teams have scored less than them. Jacksonville, which is atrocious, and Pittsburgh. Those are the only teams that have scored less than San Francisco. That's crazy.
Yeah, one thing that surprises me also is the fact that Rashad Johnson lost the tip of his finger this week. In his glove in a game. He played the game, took his glove off, left his finger in there. I'm sure everybody's heard it. Still shocks me.
Oh, yeah.
To me, probably the biggest shock, though, is Green Bay's rough start. And they've had their rough start is a lot due to the fact that they don't have any healthy running backs.
Yeah.
And the bye week couldn't have come at a better spot for them. So I think they'll turn around. I think it'll be a much different situation.
I think also when you've got the first couple weeks of the season, your team is still trying, especially teams that have gone through big changes. They're trying to find out who they are and figure out if they know what they're doing, which is why you've seen the Bears' success. The part of the success is because nobody knew what they were going to do.
Right.
The preseason, they didn't show a lot of things. And so when they come out there, when they come out there, their offense is fun to watch. That offense, it is. I think they're averaging 28 points per game.
Well, against Minnesota,
which is
they
at least
turned the ball over. Cutler turned the ball over three times.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they're relying on their defense to score, and they just lost a key, you know, member of that
Henry
defense.
Melton. Yeah,
I'm not going to crown them yet.
I'm not crowning
I'm
them
not
either.
Crowning them yet.
I'm just saying.
I think
the
a
reason
long ways
part to... of their success is because nobody knew what they were going to do on offense.
Sure.
Another, and so now people are getting tape on them. So now it's going to be tougher for them. Obviously, it's going to be tougher. One thing that's been good for them is that their offense went back to the West Coast philosophies that Jay Cutler learned in Denver.
Yes.
And that's what kind of quarterback he is.
Right.
That's what he's comfortable in. So you see him looking more comfortable than he has. Is he going to throw interceptions? Of course he is. Quarterbacks throw interceptions. And people that like to throw the ball around, that play kind of that gunslinger football, throw interceptions. You're going to get that. Always going to have that. Yeah. If you're a Bears fan, you had to have accepted that by now. I think if you're a Bears fan, though, you're happy where you are. You're definitely happy to be 3-0. And with Jay Cutler playing the way he is, I think you're going to be happy giving him another contract after this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think the guy is a talented quarterback, and I think he's not quite that elite. He's got to win more.
Sure.
But he's...
And he's never played a playoff game.
Yeah, people want him in that conversation.
Sure.
I think they really do, because he's got pure talent.
Yeah.
Aloof as he is on the sidelines, I don't care about that. What do you do on the field?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised, you know, everybody was surprised about the Trent Richardson trade. But the Colts, have you had a chance to watch the Colts much? Because they look different and in a good way.
Yeah, I watched them against the 49ers, and I anticipated the 49ers having their way with the Colts. I thought, as I told at the beginning of the season, I said I thought the Colts were going to take a step back. I thought they won a lot of close games last year, that there were a lot of things that went their way in order for them to win as many games as they did. There was a lot of close battles that could have gone either way, and it just happened to fall on the right side for them. So I thought they were going to have a natural regression.
Sure.
That didn't happen so far. And I think the Trent Richardson move is outstanding for them. They needed a running back. They still need a wide receiver aside Reggie Wayne. And Reggie Wayne's good. He's a possession receiver. He's not a stretch the field guy. T.Y. Hilton hasn't shown that yet this year. But Trent Richardson is such a big get for them. And I don't see how if you're a Browns fan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what that team's doing.
What more can Cleveland take?
Well, if you're trying to
Cleveland.
If you said we're trying to rebuild a team, well, isn't part of the rebuilding process a good running back who's young? Well, that's what you had.
And you did this two games into the season, like, this season's a wash. Let's work towards next season. I
right before Josh Gordon came back, and Josh Gordon had a great first game back. Yep. So who knows what the Cleveland Browns could have been. I thought they were going to finish better than Pittsburgh this year when the season started. Now I don't know, but, well, who knows? Because Pittsburgh. But I want to hear moves that you have in mind, JD.
I've got a few that, you know, are either going to, you know, help teams save their season or build up teams that are already strong.
Okay.
And I got to start first with the Minnesota Vikings, and I think they need to lure Antoine Winfield out of retirement.
Mm.
You know, he played 5 seasons with the Bills, 9 with the Vikings, 3-time Pro Bowl selection. But Chris Cook and A.J. Jefferson are both battling injuries. The Vikings are 28th in the league in pass defense, allowing 319 yards per game.
Harrison Smith can't do it by himself.
And the guy's amazing.
He's played a great season so far.
That combo of Winfield and Smith was powerful.
Yeah.
And I think they are trying to make a move to get Antoine Winfield to come out of retirement, and I think he probably would.
Yeah.
They're
going to have, this London game, a bye week afterwards, right?
Yes.
And maybe Antoine Winfield?
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, the guy comes in, knows the system, helps you with depth that you don't have. I mean, Sherrills came in and played well, but he's also returning your kicks and punts and... You know, he's out there on the field a lot.
Yeah.
And you need fresh legs out there. And he had to be out there because of the injuries this last week. So that's one I've got that I think would help a team. What do you got?
Well, the Patriots need a legit wide receiver. Danny Amendola looked really good in week one when he wasn't injured, and now he's been injured. Now, yes, they're 3-0, but their offense is not dominating like they used to. They barely won their first two games against Buffalo and the Jets. They did beat the Buccaneers, but the Buccaneers are just a downward spiraling team. Tom Brady, interesting part about Tom Brady. Now, you might have drafted him high up in fantasy because most people do. They draft him. Some of them had him coming off as number one or number two QB. He hasn't posted over 18 points yet in fantasy. He's the 24th ranked quarterback in fantasy. Now, I know we're talking real football, not fantasy football, but that's just showing you where his numbers are right now. And that offense, for that offense to be putting up good numbers, for that team to be winning games, they need Tom Brady to be throwing the ball around to a lot of guys. So they need to go after a legitimate wide receiver. Greg Little with Cleveland, I think, could be an option. I'd say you need somebody who can stretch the field, so a tall guy stretching the field. Greg Little with Cleveland or Mike Williams from Tampa Bay, go after those two. Both teams aren't really in the hunt this year, so maybe you can make a move.
So you're looking at a trade. So I've got another wide receiver situation, Seattle.
Okay.
They're 16th in the NFL in receiving, and okay, so what? Well, they're a team that's picked by many to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the third most points in the NFC, so they're not struggling on points, but you know, down the stretch, they're going to need that.
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin, 177 yards so far. Golden Tate, 158. Sid Rice is in there as well, but they're still waiting for Percy Harvin, and who knows if they're going to get Percy Harvin back this year.
Yeah.
So I think they need a stopgap for depth, and I say they go in the free agent market and get Brandon Lloyd.
He's available. He's only making zombie movies right now. So you can grab him. I was surprised that the Patriots let him go, but that just says something about what they thought about him. And that's something with Josh McDaniels. He even has a good relationship with him. But I think maybe a change of scenery for him. He was great when he was in a Broncos uniform. Right. He did.
And that's why I think he could work well with Seattle's coaching staff.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good fit.
New York football Giants, JD. They're 0-3 right now. I think they can turn around, and I think the NFC East is going to be open for the taking. They have had 11 sacks allowed of Eli. Just this past week, I think he was sacked 7 times. He was hit 10 times against the Panthers. Ooh. They're the worst rushing team in the NFL, 2.7 yards per carry. The reason being they have a terrible offensive line. They've had injuries at center and at guard. They have a rookie starting at right tackle. I think you need some stability in there. Bring in a veteran presence. Bring in Jamal Brown to take up your right tackle position.
Yep.
And get your rookie, let your rookie look at the game film, learn a little bit more, and get Eli some protection so he can throw the ball to his receivers.
I think that's a solid move. I had the Colts doing something like that, getting a veteran to, because they have some injuries. But I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers on my third and last one. They need help rushing the ball. Mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell is supposed to be back this week. By back, I mean he's never taken a regular season snap.
Yeah.
From an injury.
Liz Frank is tough to come back from, too.
And the Steelers are 31st in rushing, right?
Mm-hmm.
52 yards per game. It's the lowest in franchise history. Felix Jones, Isaac Redman isn't getting the job done. I'm going to the free agent market again, and I'm getting Michael DeBurner Turner as that stopgap to really help him. You know, he's on the wrong side of 30. He's 31. You don't need him long term. You need him to get you over this hump.
And he's a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, too, which is something that Ben likes to have, somebody you can drop the ball off to.
Yep.
That's not a bad addition. JD, for the Steelers, my advice, fire Todd Haley. I said this at the beginning of the year. They're not going to do well with Todd Haley. He doesn't get along with Ben Roethlisberger. He's not a good – he's too bullheaded.
Yes.
He's like the Mike Martz. He is another Mike Martz. He thinks he's a genius. Well, you failed in Kansas City. You're not doing it right in Pittsburgh. So – time to show him the door. Give Big Ben somebody that he can get along with. But my third move is for the Bears to go and get Richard Seymour. One of the things that their defense has been playing well. Yes.
The defense has won their games for them.
It's because they score touchdowns. Now, this is not something, and as many Bears fans might think they can do, you can't do it every game.
No, you can't sustain
that. It's not going to happen. You need to get pressure on the quarterback. Julius Peppers isn't doing that this year. He's actually having a pretty bad year right now.
Right.
You lost Henry Melton at defensive tackle for the year, which is a big loss. Richard Seymour, he's 33 years old, but he's still, let's see what he has in the tank. He hasn't really played because of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry. He's, I'm thinking of somebody else when I'm thinking injuries. He's got some more tread on his tires. I think you can bring him in. He did well when he was in Oakland. I think he's somebody that could...
he had some injury in Oakland.
He did, and I think he can come in, and I think he can play defensive tackle right away for you and be a difference maker, get pressure on the quarterback, and maybe move some of the attention away from Julius Peppers. Maybe that helps get at the quarterback. So that's my third move, JD.
There you go.
Yeah. Fantasy, anything you want to add about fantasy so far, 3 weeks in?
Yeah, I'm doing well in one league, and the league I won, our league, I'm 0-for.
Ooh!
I'm like that. I saw on the internet a few times the Steelers sign a new player. Last name's Owen, and he has the number 3. Owen 3.
Oh.
Yeah. My team's struggling right now. And it's supposed to be good up to this point because bye weeks are starting to hit, and I'm going to be hurting in a couple bye weeks.
Yeah.
My other league, I'm rocking and rolling. I feel really good about winning that league. But our league, not so much.
Well, there's been a lot of kind of surprise fantasy things, too. As well as in the NFL, you've got a lot of people that are underperforming.
Guys, Aaron Rodgers is one of them for me this week. Previous week, yeah. Lit it up.
Andre Johnson, Steve Smith, Dwayne Bowe, Roddy White, all top receivers, people drafted them as their number one guys. They're not performing like number one guys.
Another one who hasn't put up the numbers.
Adrian Peterson's the number 3 running back right now.
Look at the numbers now versus last year.
Oh, well, he put up career highs last year. You don't anticipate a guy doing career highs every year.
As a Viking fan, you do.
CJ Spiller, MJD, both having really bad years this year. And like I said earlier, Tom Brady.
Woo.
Man. He's 2 spots behind Geno Smith. He's 7 spots behind Terrell Pryor. You know who he's ahead of, though?
Who?
Christian Ponder. He fixes vacuums.
He does. And I think the biggest shock is just the lack of output from Aaron Hernandez this...
Too soon? I hear he's doing great on the chain gang.
Ooh.
He's really made a difference in the shirts versus skins game that's been going on at the the county jail over there.
Bobby, do you got some music for
us? I do. This is from May, but it's something that I've come across recently, and it's a Chicago band, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. Now, I played, I think, a cover they did of a Wilco song maybe a year ago.
Yep.
This is off their newest album called Howl that came out in May. This song is called Rouse Yourself.
Rouse yourself, baby. I'm sitting here awake and alone. I just need a cigarette. I love the way you roll. Light between the blinds. If every friend's a stranger, we should really stay behind.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of a throwback.
Get a little soul on here.
It is, yeah. We actually went very different directions this week.
That's
for music. it's good. Mixing it up. Well, Bobby, it's time for the six pack. And guess what happened?
You actually won.
I beat you in head-to-head football pick'em this week. So you have to go first.
Yep.
Plus, it carries over, so I'm 3-0 so far.
That's what you think. All right, so... we need to start with some music. Let's start that now. JD, Mumford & Sons have gone on indefinite hiatus after their Babel tour. They just finished up. Great album.
Right.
Strong tour. But I need to know from you, who needs to go on an indefinite hiatus that's still touring, still performing?
First of all, I'm surprised that they did, but when I... read that they've been on tour constantly since 2009.
Yeah.
That takes a toll. Plus, they had the brain surgery of one of their members. So I can understand taking the time off.
Yeah, brain surgery is a pretty good reason. Not many more good reasons than that.
Right. You know, there's some groups that just need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I think, like, the Rolling Stones need to stop. There's got to be a point you just need to take a permanent hiatus and just be, just freaking stop.
Well, you got to figure nature's going to take care of that for us pretty
soon,
right?
But those guys are so well preserved. Their bodies are like in formaldehyde. They've had so much alcohol over the years. So I'm going to go with Rolling Stones. I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to go Rolling Stones. They need to go on a permanent hiatus.
I don't appreciate that.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Well, let's hear your question. I don't appreciate that answer.
That hurts.
I don't appreciate it.
Here in September, Chicago Music Summit was here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fanfare.
No.
We did talk about it. We interviewed
somebody. We had Dylan Rice on here, yeah.
What can they do next year to make this a bigger deal?
I think they need to bring more venues in. Not only do you need to have it over a couple days, but you need to also open it up and have showcases at different venues around the city on the nights. So you need to do like a 3-day thing, and you need to have a lot of different places open up. Have the Space in Evanston, have Shuba's, have the Vic, Lincoln Hall, Reggie's, have them all doing showcases also.
Yep.
That's how you bring people in. That's what they should do, and I hope they do, because it'd be really great to have that here. JD, Nate Burleson broke his arm after a pizza fell from the passenger seat to the floor. He reached down to get it. He crashed his car. Jacoby Jones had head injury because a stripper hit him over the bottle. Sweet Pea hit him over the bottle with
Him
over the head with a bottle of champagne.
Yes,
causing a head injury to him. That was just in the past 2 days.
Right,
JD. I want to know, what is the weirdest injury you've ever received?
That I've ever received.
Yep.
This is back, you know, in the college playing days, playing football, and I think I had an early, like, biochem class, right?
Okay.
And so I reached into my toiletry bucket thing that you take to the bathroom.
Sure.
And my razor was there, and it jammed deep into my thumb, and it was one of those tri-blades.
Yeah.
Deep into my thumb. And so I tore it off, and tore off part of my thumb with it. It was horrible. And so I taped it up and everything, and you need your thumb.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I
was kind of sleepy and it was dark, so I thought I'd put my thumb in here, and it didn't really work out well for me.
Yeah, so that would be one for me. Kind of embarrassing.
Kind of. Not as strong as a champagne bottle of the head.
No, no.
But that's good, though. I think that's a positive thing that you can say in your life.
Yes.
You haven't been belted over the head by a stripper. Congratulations.
Well, yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, life's not over yet.
No.
Who knows?
Still living the dream. Still living the dream. You've been part of the Broncos fan club in Chicago for a number of years, and you've had a few different venues.
Yeah.
Where you've had the watch the games.
Sure.
I'm not going to ask you to pick your favorite, but I'm going to ask you, as a fan of a team, what constitutes having that fan, the best fan bar you can have?
The best fan, you need to have support from the bar. Like, the bar needs to set up tables for everybody, and you need to give us drink specials.
Okay.
And if you give us t-shirts too, all the more. But you definitely, if you can set up tables, because I think that's the biggest thing, because we did have a bar for a while that kind of didn't respect the fact that we brought in so many people. I mean, at least 100 people every Sunday. Now it's more than that. So they wouldn't set aside space for it. It was like, hey, if you guys get here, you guys get here. And so people would leave the bar and not hang out at the bar because there was no seating for them. The bar that we're at now opens up the whole bar to us and basically lets everybody know this is a Broncos space, and has plenty of tables, opens it up and says the entire bar is yours. That's the most important thing a bar can do for a fan club. Give them seating. Because you'll be surprised how many people don't want to watch a game if they don't have a seat. It's not comfortable. It's 3 hours, right? All right, here's the serious question.
Okay, wait, I'm getting ready for this.
This is a serious question, because this kind of angered me when I saw this earlier today.
Okay, all right.
The NCAA eased up on Penn State University today. They allowed them, they opened it up for 5 more scholarships in 2014. They're restored to a full 25 scholarship class in 2015, and they're considering now lifting the 4-year bowl ban after this year. What's going on with the NCAA?
I think it's the right move. I think it was too harsh of a punishment to begin with, because you're punishing future players for stuff that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think the firings were just. And it sounds bad when you're firing. I'm not just talking about Joe Paterno. I'm talking about administration. I'm talking about other coaches, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But to penalize the kids going forth, I think was bad. I think something needed to be happened. I think a big stand needed to happen, such as the bowl situation. That's the one I'm thinking they should have kept on there.
Yeah.
But to reduce scholarships, you're automatically saying we're going to make you less competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's the NCAA going, all right, well, we made our point. So, okay, let's do this. They should have done it this way to begin with. I really think they should have. I know it upsets you. You've got to...
Did they make their point? I think your point is made once the punishment's been served. It's not when you announce the punishment.
It's when the... People forget shortly after it's announced. They're like, okay, that's what they got. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like, okay, I wrote an article in the newspaper, right?
Okay.
And then the next week, I had to retract some of it. Because let's say some of it wasn't accurate.
Okay.
And that's a little byline somewhere else. It doesn't matter. I mean, people don't really read that and go, oh, they were wrong. Okay, they got it right. They got it right. No, they read that original article, and that's what sticks with people.
And then next year when they lift the bowl ban and Penn State plays in a bowl game and everybody says how great it is to see Penn State back there,
Yes. That's
BS. I don't think it's great to see Penn State. I hope they lose every single game for the rest of the time that they're at college, because what they did is unforgivable. And
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But you're going to penalize future kids.
Sure. Go to a different school. Go to a school that doesn't allow bad things to happen to people.
So you want Penn State to have the death penalty. You want them to be the SMU of...
Sure. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
That's tough. That's
it is,
a big stance.
I know. And this is a much longer conversation
it is.
Than a six-pack
sure.
to do.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
But also, you got to look out what's best. I mean, you know what? If you're going to do that, you're right. This is a long conversation.
This is a really long conversation. We'll save the rest of this for another episode.
Yes.
All right. You get to finish with the last question. You won this week, so you better make it good, because my questions are always good, my final questions.
And this goes back to our original topic of the game in Europe.
Okay.
Definitely going to be tailgating or into the bars beforehand. What is something that JD normally does that he should not do there so I don't get kicked out? Now, we've been to a lot of bars together, a lot of games. Some things just don't translate from here to there. Maybe it's the fact I'll pick up a random person and shake them.
That's a possibility.
I want to make sure I don't have to call you and go, Bobby, I need bail money.
Yeah.
The Bobbies got me. They're called Bobbies, right?
They are, the police are referred to slangly as Bobbies. That's true.
Do not call them Bobbies to their face.
I wouldn't call them that.
Is that like calling a police officer a pig here in the States?
Or calling a police officer a cop. That's not a good...
No,
call him an officer. He's an officer. He's not a cop.
They enjoyed the name Cop and Cop Rock.
Anyways, don't call them a Bobby to their face.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing wrong about getting excited at a football game. There's nothing wrong about picking up people nearby and hugging them and shaking them if you want to do that. That's perfectly fine. Don't be a hooligan. Don't grab your chair and throw it out and light things on fire. That's a negative.
Mm, okay, good to know.
I would leave... I don't know if you're going to travel with this. But you do have a horn. You can do it anyways, I guess I should say. You can do it even without the actual horn, but you do have a horn. Are you traveling with that?
I can either confirm or deny what's going to be in my suitcase.
Be careful with who you blow that thing around. That would be my advice to you.
I don't know, Bobby. I'm 6'3", 225.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can hold your own. I understand that.
Do you think they're going to go, pardon me, sir?
Oh,
pardon
gosh.
Me.
That's rule number one still. No,
that isn't proper for you to do that. I think you should not do that very well.
What is that? Is that like Forrest Gump
it's my
one of the producers just walked by, just came by out of the control room and gave a thumbs down to you. I don't think you're allowed to do that again.
British accent.
And you just tried to do a pouty face?
I just tried to do my...
Is that a Mick Jagger?
It was a Mick Jagger.
It was the worst Mick Jagger ever. If Mick Jagger were dead, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now.
He's not?
Right now, something's twitching in him. And it's the only part of him that still feels anything, and it's unhappy.
Oh, wow. On that note,
yeah.
When we come back, last call, One Step Away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
And Bobby... It happened again.
It did. I predicted it wouldn't happen in the beginning of the show, and yet it does happen. But I have a substitute last call, one stop away that I think is just as good.
Okay.
So as we've all discussed, I'm gonna be a dad soon.
You are.
Very exciting. One of the things that makes it more exciting is all the new classes that they have out there for you to do with your kid.
Okay.
And there's
like baby yoga. There's you know, the Einstein.
Yeah,
you know,
all that
Belichick's
good stuff.
School
and
of
now
offense.
There's how to be a baby DJ. That's right.
What
in New York, in Brooklyn, there's an under 3 class. It's an 8-week course that lets your baby mix and sample music.
So
that's right. Exactly. It's an 8-week course. It started September 18th, and it teaches 6 toddlers all under the age of 3 how to mix, match, sample tracks in just 45 minutes. So it's some of the students, they said one of the parents says that her 1-year-old Julian loves gangsta rap.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah, why not, right? Now, of course,
I think gangster rap.
The lady who's running this class says they won't play music with profanity or sexism in the DJing them, but it is going to make them teach them how to be money makers, get them out on the club scene right away, get that mixing going on. You know what? If a toddler can work somebody's cell phone and play Angry Birds, why not teach them how to use a computer and mix some beats? Look out, Kanye. Maybe baby Kanye is going to be performing at this.
It doesn't take much to beat Kanye's last album.
Oh,
snap. Mine happened in Pennsylvania. A Halloween park is challenging visitors to pass through their haunted house for a new challenge. You pay $20 after midnight. Once the park's regular hours have closed, pass through the haunted house for a challenge. And, here's the thing about that challenge, Bobby.
Yeah?
You're naked.
Mm.
It's called Naked and Scared. It's a play off the Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid reality show. The park said participants can either go nude or prude, an option to leave one's underwear on during the challenge. Officials said guests only over the age of 18 are allowed to go, and they'll undress in a semi-private pre-show building. Semi-private.
Semi-private?
I'm like, really? Semi-private? To keep them out of the view of minors and non-participating customers. The park's website said the attraction is not meant to be sexual, and no sexual misconduct, inappropriate, or disrespectful behavior will be tolerated. It's naked in a haunted house. What? Why be naked?
I thought that the haunted house is supposed to be scary enough that it scares the pants off you. It's not fair if your pants are already off to begin with.
Exactly. I mean, And it's bad if it's, you know, if it scares the piss out of you.
There's
not. There's
going to be a mess.
There's going to be. So yeah. You've got to have
somebody's getting peed on or
staff.
Pooped on.
Yeah,
it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for some nudity, whatever.
Sure,
but come on, man.
Come on, man. So,
well,
all right,
that brings us to the end. I'm excited to tell you about the travels and next week when we record and let you know if Bobby had to send bail money.
Yep, I'm fully anticipating it. If you want to help out with that, Facebook us or email the show, 20minutes2beersin@gmail.com. Let us know ways to keep JD out of jail. We'll see you next week, everybody. Together we die
now. As long as you're here, then. Pardon me, sir.
Oh,
pardon me.
That's rule number one still.
No. That isn't proper for you to do that. I think you should not do that very well.